Good morning. India's $1 billion market cap club grows fastest. Infosys bags $500 million Google deal. India Inc. goes for record overseas bond raising in January-February. And SEBI finds breach of code of conduct at Franklin Templeton. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business, and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street looked headed for a major crash this morning. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded some 285 points lower ahead of the opening of Indian markets. That is just a day after the benchmark indices logged some solid gains. Shares in other Asian markets tanked up to 1.6% in early trade as a fresh spike in benchmark yields weighed on sentiments. In currencies, the dollar strengthened while the Japanese yen hit a 7-month low at 107.06 to the dollar, and the euro fell 0.1% to $1.2056. Oil price softened after jumping more than 2% overnight, boosted by a huge drop in US fuel inventories and expectations that the OPEC plus producers might decide against increasing output next week. Gold price rose 0.2% in international markets to $1,715 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. The record-breaking market rally has pushed more Indian companies into the billion-dollar market cap club. The number of domestic companies whose market value has exceeded the $1 billion mark has touched an all-time high of 335, exceeding those of countries like Germany, France, Canada or South Korea. Currently, India is ranked 5th and is inching towards the 4th position, which is currently held by the United Kingdom with 351 companies. India is the second best performer among the top 20 countries so far this year after Hong Kong. India has added $246 billion to market capitalization, taking its total market cap to $2.77 trillion. May this drive expand. Infosys has won a nearly $500 million deal from Google to provide customer experience and engineering support for its products, as it steps up its engagement with big tech companies. The scope of the work ranges from customer experience and language support, business process requirement, and data management. India Inc. has done record overseas bond raising in the first 2 months this year. The Adani Group, Vedanta, and Bharti Airtel are at the vanguard of such bond sales and have together mobilized record offshore funds to underscore the pressing need for expansion capital that would undergird the V-shaped recovery currently underway. At nearly $9 billion, the funds garnered dwarfed overseas fundraising efforts in the same period since 1995. That is according to data from DealLogic. This clearly underscored the undiminished allure of overseas markets for fundraising despite record low interest rates at home. SEBI has served a show cause notice on Franklin Templeton AMC trustees and key managerial personnel based on findings of a forensic audit that the market regulator had ordered after the fund house wound up 6 debt mutual fund schemes in April last year. In the show cause notices, the regulator alleged violations of code of conduct and asked why action should not be taken against them for not discharging their fiduciary responsibilities towards investors and for lapses in the risk management process. And lastly, SEBI has asked stock exchanges, clearing corporations and depositories to put in place code of conduct and institutional mechanism to prevent fraud or market abuse by them and their designated persons. Under this, the MD or CEO of market intermediary institutions will be obligated to frame code of conduct and put in place an institutional mechanism. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Bulge bracket local and foreign investors, including ICICI Prudential MF, Aditya Birla MF, Morgan Stanley, and Marshall Wace, have together invested 4,500 crore rupees into Bank of Baroda through a qualified institutional placement. Aviation regulator DGCA has informed the bankruptcy court that it will consider granting slots and other approvals to Jet Airways only after the successful bidder for the airline gets approval from the NCLT and applies for such slots. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone has said that it is acquiring 31.5% stake held by Warburg Pincus affiliate Windy Lakeside Investment in Gangavaram Port. India Bulls Housing Finance has hired investment bank Moelis to sell a significant minority stake to one or more financial investors. NCLT has upheld a petition seeking 100% recovery for direct financial creditors of Reliance Infratel amounting to 3,515 crore rupees under the debt resolution plan of the tower unit of Reliance Communications. Do also check out more than two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all market news through the day. Happy investing!